Tantor Audio presents Slow Seduction by Cecilia Tan, narrated by Lucy Rivers. 1. Break the sky in two. I stepped off the plane in London, already tired and sleep-deprived. By the time I got through customs, it was even worse. Martindale had said I should tell them I was there on vacation and not to mention work. But the customs agent seemed so friendly, inquiring about my visit, it hadn't occurred to me it was anything more than idle chit-chat. In the course of the conversation, I mentioned I was looking forward to the show at the Tate. His questions got more and more pointed until I finally had to say I was there for a job interview, just an interview, and that if I got a job, the Tate would be handling the paperwork. He glowered at me after that and grumbled about letting me in. I guess there was a terrible glut of art historians looking for work in the UK if they were out to protect their jobs so fiercely. Ha! Either way, it was a lie. I wasn't there for an interview. I had a job waiting for me. Reginald Martindale, the museum curator James had introduced me to, wanted me as a tour guide for special groups through the Pre-Raphaelite exhibit they were opening in a week. Only a temporary job, but it was still a job of sorts, as well as a good excuse to leave New York. I still didn't have my degree. After I'd reported my thesis advisor for sexual harassment, all hell had broken loose. I told the truth. He'd said he'd approve my dissertation if I granted him sexual favors. He lied and said that I was the one who came on to him, trying to get him to pass me in exchange for favors instead of rewriting my thesis. The full inquest period was 60 days, which made me miss graduation anyway.